Oh, kia ora, kia ora. Welcome to Faith Matters. We're running a bit late today, but here we are. You've got Marie and Denise in the studio. It is Christmas. We're going to head into some beautiful Christmas carols, and they're going to be right back with some good chats, I'm sure.
Bethlehem and see more than a story, it'll set you free. Are you tired of the running? Are you tired of the shame? Baby born in a manger's gonna break every chain. Angels fill up the heavens with the sound of his name.
Glory to the promised one, to the only son. Glory, now the peasant. so me pa rum pa pom pom. A newborn king to see pa rum pa pom pom. Our finest gifts we bring pa rum pa pom pom. To lay before the king pa rum pa pom pom. Rum pa pom pom. Rum pa pom pom. So to honor him pa rum pa pom pom. When we come.
Little drummer boy for King and Country. Welcome, welcome to the mic.
It's all right, I wait patiently.
She's right here. That is such. I love Little Drummer Boy, and I really, really enjoy King and Country. I think they are real special in the music that they bring and the atmosphere that they bring too. But there's a screening of the Little Drummer Boy. You want to tell us a little bit about that, Denise?
Yeah. So actually, that version of Little Drummer Boy is part of an album, A Drummer Boy Christmas, that King and Country have put together. And they've actually recorded a live concert that they've turned into a movie. And so it's available around the world. It's actually available today and tomorrow and Sunday only in Hamilton as well. So if you are somebody who loves Christmas and enjoys watching concerts, Chartwell Event Cinemas has a Drummer Boy Christmas screening tonight at 6:30 and tomorrow and Sunday afternoons at 3:30. So I know there are lots of people who are crazy busy at this time of the year, but there are also people who have a little bit of space, and if you would like to go and watch For King and Country's a Drummer Boy Christmas, you'll hear that song there. And I've listened to the album, and the interpretation they've done of the different carols is just stunning, actually.
Yeah, they are pretty impressive, eh?
Yeah.
So I reckon that's going to be an absolute boomer. So if you've got the opportunity, I suggest you go and see it. You want to get a bit of Christmas into you and feel the spirit. I'm sure that will do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, must say that coming up the show at 1 o'clock, we've got Marriage Matters with Umberto and Jack. So looking forward to that. We have that. We will be having that once a fortnight. Yeah, so if you've got questions around marriage, love, dating, everything, anything in between, you could email faithmatters98.1fm@gmail.com, and yeah, you could fire away some questions in there, and we'll hope to unpack those on air. But otherwise, I'm sure they've got plenty that they can bring to the table around marriage, and we're really looking forward to that, especially this time of the year as we come into Christmas and the stresses. And yeah, maybe they'll give us some real gems on just how to be more connected, or maybe be reconnected.
That's great. So if you've noticed, Murray's organising a few little regular slots on Faith Matters. So we've got Pastor's Corner you can email in about. We've got Marriage Matters.
We've got a little, we've got Annette with, I don't know, I might call it Story Time, not sure I'm going to call that one yet, probably once a month. And I'll tell you what, those are going to be really awesome. There's some great stories that are going to come from there that are going to make us really think. And have an impact on us. I'm actually really looking forward to that piece of the show, unpacking some more as we head into the new year, Denise. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Almost crazy. Next year. Actually, another thing that would be awesome if people have stories of how they've been impacted by maybe some of Annette's stories, or maybe by some insights from Jackson and Umberto, or maybe from Roger. Like, if people have... Yeah, encouragement for Marie, particularly. She's the one who sees the email. It would be so amazing to hear the stories. We'd love to hear how lives are changed through what we're doing.
Yeah, and I think Faith Matters is all about that. So you're a part of this. If you've tuned in and you enjoy what Faith Matters brings, and you want to have an impact too in the world around you with your story, you're quite welcome to even send me your contact details. I'm happy to listen and see where we could fit that into the show. And God's stories or faith stories, it'd be amazing. Yeah, we don't have all the stories. I'm sure you guys got some out there you want to share with us. That'll be fantastic. And let's see this our faith grow and expand as we all move along in life together, learning about God and Jesus and Holy Spirit, and what that all means for us. And this time of the year is a massive one for our faith, isn't it?
Mm.
Denise, Christmas. Tell me about Christmas. What's Christmas about, Denise? It's a 101 lesson. 101.
Well, the cool thing about Christmas is that, A, it's a celebration of Jesus coming as a man. And coming and experiencing what we experience. We talked last week about the fact that God is not distant, and the reason that God is not distant, or part of the reason that God is not distant, is that he's actually come and experienced what it is to walk in our shoes. It's not just someone looking in and kind of making judgy statements or opinions on what we're going through, but he's gone through it himself.
Yeah.
And so it's a time just to celebrate the fact that Jesus came into the world. And for sure, there's, you know, Christmas is on pagan festivals and, you know, all this thing. There are people who kind of diss Christmas because of various reasons, and that's fine. But it is a time that we can remember and celebrate the fact that Jesus came, and he came as a baby, pretty vulnerable, relying on others to look after him, and grew to take on responsibility that he was called here for. So
yeah, and I think that's interesting when you, you know, said, you know, God stepped in to experience being human. And I was just had that thought about, you know, when we create something ourselves, you know, we look at it and we marvel at, but to be part of the creation and to experience that creation of what you've created, now that's a different story.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't think we can do that unless we're human, because, you know, I mean, we're living things. We're not a box or a piece of gold or a, you know, something that has no life in it. So, you know, we can create without life, but God created with life. And oh my gosh, wrap your head around that one.
Yeah.
Take a look outside.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's phenomenal. I was actually looking at different Christmas songs this week, and I want to play you this song. Mm-hmm. It's called Arrival. It's not a traditional Christmas carol, but it is all about Christmas, and it's exactly what you're just talking about there, Marie. It's talking about the artisan inside the paint, that he became to breathe the very air his breath sustains. Mm. He's the architect inside the plan. He holds the stars in his hands. It's just all this imagery of gracing the world. He made coming. He's the king above all kings. Just all these amazing images in here that I'd love to play to you. So enjoy this song, and we will come back in a few moments.
Jesus.
I don't know about you, but music always impacts me in ways that, I don't know, Dr. Feelgood feelings, you know.
We could go into the science behind that.
Last week it was Little Drummer Boy. When I was listening to that at home, I was bawling my eyes out. Who knows why, you know, things affect us. And this week you played me that one, and that's just fantastic. I loved that. It was great. I liked the bit in there where it says, Jesus, the Creator, has made himself known. That's quite deep, I think, Denise. Because I know what that means to me in my faith, to know Jesus and what that means. And we can't just know somebody unless we want to know them, you know.
Mm.
We've got to have a will there to know that person. And, yeah, Christmas is such a beautiful lead into why we would want to know Jesus in the first place. What's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good question, you know. Why do you want to know Jesus? What impact does he have in our lives? And I guess, you know, for me, the biggest theme around Christmas is when Jesus came, he was the Prince of Peace, which for a lot of people can seem a little bit strange, considering he was born into such a chaotic and brutal time of history. Even the first year of his birth, kids were being slaughtered so that they could find him to slaughter him. And you know, this is the story of Jesus that you get to know, and the history of who he is and how he walked out his life and the era he was born into. So, you know, to when Jesus the Creator has made himself known. Special words.
It is. And the thing is that when the story of Christmas, you kind of have some amazing things going on. You've got angels singing, you know, peace on earth. And so Jesus is also, one of the titles is Prince of Peace. Mm. And so, you know, you say, what difference does it make to know Jesus? Well, I mean, I know there are people I talk to who don't know Jesus, and they're just like, they kind of look in on somebody who has faith and they just go, well, you know, you should have it all together. You should be perfect. You should be this. You should be that. But the reality is, those who have faith are people just like everyone else are people. But we have somebody there who we can take our stuff to, and he exchanges it for peace. So, you know, at this time of the year, when there's lots of stress and pressures and things like that going on, actually, we still experience all those things like everybody else does. Mm. The difference is that we can actually take them to Jesus, and he can carry that. He can carry the weight of it. And because we can give those things to him, then we can kind of start fresh regularly and not carry the heaviness of stuff like long term.
Yeah, and I guess it's knowing too, we have that. We have a spirit, and we have been created. And the Creator thought we were special enough that he wanted to step in and, you know, understand this creation that he created and all the intricacies of it, because we are created with freedom of will.
Mm-hmm.
We get to choose to do what we want to do.
Yep.
Even though we think we don't, we actually do. Every moment of our day we are making choices. And those choices can be for our well-being and good health or maybe good financial health, or it can be for our detriment.
I made a really good decision this morning. I drank a herbal tea before breakfast.
Oh, good girl.
And then I had a coffee.
Now, well, there you go.
I was like, oh, I think I just undid all the good.
Yeah, but the intent was there, Denise.
I tried.
You know, we're all on a journey somewhere. We've got to start somewhere. One herbal tea in the morning with a coffee on top. Hey, better than no herbal tea at all. So where are we going? I'm going to go into What a Time to Be Alive, Judah and the Lion.
I'm not gonna lie, most of the pandemic I thought I might die. 6 feet deep with my ego and pride. What a time to be alive. Haven't even made it to 35. Now I feel like I might be in my prime. Sunny days come when you get through the night. What a time to be alive. Could happen anytime. They say aliens are flying in the sky. Most of us have learned that politicians lie. What a time to be alive. I don't really know what to make of the internet. Don't ask, don't tell, so I'm not asking why. They say these songs will be better done with AI. What a time to be alive. Saw the look on Lady Messi on the line. Tiger and Serena made me cry. What a time to be alive. They say we may be living in the end times. My grandma said the same thing and we would fight. Now I'm looking at my baby in the eyes. What a time to be alive.
Time to be alive, Denise.
What a time. Now, we've been talking about peace and Christmas time. Great time to be alive. And we talked last week about the love that we can find in God. God is love.
Yep.
And we talked about how we were talking about the story of the happy prince and how the statue was there looking over the city and how he chose to see the people who were struggling. And he gave what he had. The statue couldn't actually give those things, and so the swallow helped the happy prince, and he gave his jewels and his gold leaves and his eyes because they were valuable, and he gave them to the people who could use it the most throughout the city. And we were talking about how, you know, that was a real act of love to be sacrificing, to be giving all those things. And so again, when we talk about Christmas time and Jesus coming, and he came with the intention to give his life so that we could have life. So I mentioned last week a song that talks about if Christmas is different this year. So if things, you might have had a really rough year, we kind of get to Christmas and we go all bubbly and think, yay, everybody's celebrating, but not everybody is always celebrating, and sometimes people are having a hard time. And so I just wanted to play this song that I mentioned last week, Christmas Hits Different, and just the thought that, you know, if you are struggling, then, you know, hopefully those who are around you can show you some extra care. But also, if you're feeling great, just be aware of people around you who might be experiencing Christmas differently this year, and perhaps be a listening ear or be there for them in a way that you hadn't thought of earlier.
reason that I forever loved. So much meaning, it was always enough. More than the lights on a Christmas tree, more than the gifts, it's the birth of our king. You never know what will come your way. You see the joy, but you feel the pain. This one goes out to the broken souls. I just want you to know, if Christmas hits different this year, you don't have to smile, I know how you feel. If Christmas hits different this year, I'll be right here. Sweet of every Christmas song, another year holding on. Can we find joy in all of the pain? A little snow in a season of rain. Let's take a second just to hear the sounds and cherish everyone that's with us right now, and everyone we're missing right now. If Christmas is different this year, it's different this year. This one goes out to the broken souls. I just want you to know, if Christmas hits different this year,
different this year,
you don't have to smile, I know how you feel. If Christmas hits different this year,
pretty cool. Denise, well done for bringing that track in. I really enjoyed it. And in the studio we have Jax and Umberto. Umberto and Jax.
Woo-hoo.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Marriage Matters. Wow.
Yeah.
I need some of those background things. I have to work on that one. Some of that.
Maracas.
Alrighty. So, yeah, it's really good to have this couple in the studio. They have 40 plus years experience in marriage, and you've got to really respect that, eh? That's going to come with a lot of wisdom and a lot of gold nuggets for us to gleam off, I'm sure. So we're coming into Christmas, as we keep talking about, and you know, lots of times throughout the year can be stressful for us, but I think this is the one that we kind of all know can be, has its issues financially and emotionally for many of us. So, Jax and Umberto, how do we stay married through Christmas?
Wow.
Through Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I suppose...
We'll stay together.
I suppose... having fun,
that.
Remembering that you're a team, I think as you always say,
you're not each other's enemy.
You're not each other's enemy. You're in this together.
Yep.
And you're in this, and you work through stuff together, right? I mean, Christmas has its own special pressures, right? There's an extra pressure in terms of money. There's financial issues. There's extra pressure in terms of family and maybe family members coming together who maybe don't see each other during the year and who don't necessarily get along with each other.
Mm.
Maybe even family members who are obviously apart. And you know, the feeling of maybe having to try and get together. There's all sorts of different pressures, right? They aren't necessarily there during the year. But I suppose the financial one is the big one, right? And money is such an issue at this time of the year in terms of meeting the needs of the family, meeting the needs of expectations, of buying gifts, and all, this, you know, all the hype, all the marketing around spending. And that's what marketing does, right? It's driven to make you spend. And you've got to buy that extra something for that one person, for that person. And, you know.
Yeah, but I think that's where the problem lies, is the expectation that we, not only others put on us, but we put on ourselves. And if you think about it at the end of the day, what is actually more important? It's actually us spending time together.
Mm.
And what does that look like? I mean, it can be so simple. Playing games around a table.
Tell having me some a meal games, together. Jax. I mean, games seem to be a kind of an old-fashioned thing now, eh? Like, you get around, you play games. Oh, Denise is going, no, it's not, Marie. Go for it, girl.
No, there are some amazing games out yes. there. We've got,
absolutely.
Yeah, we've got a problem. But then I'm thinking, you're saying don't spend money. So maybe talk to people and find out who loves playing board games, because there are some fantastic games out there. And even if you've got one, like, for example, a simple example is Settlers. A lot of people know Settlers. You might have the basic. No, they're all shaking their heads.
No.
One, okay. You guys, you need to come and borrow some of our games.
500.
But like, if you do have something like Settlers, you might be able to find somebody who has an expansion pack and make it a little bit new and different and exciting for your own family. But I was just thinking, yeah, as far as not spending money, there are some amazing games out there, but find somebody who loves games and do some swaps.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, and also light a fire, melt marshmallows together, yeah. Just sit around talking and spending that quality time together instead of it always having to be about the presents under the tree. Yeah.
I mean, people do feel they need to have a present. They need to buy someone a present, their loved one, their kids, or whatever it may be. And that's fair enough, right? But then have a budget, right? Put a budget in place. Decide on what you want to spend. But decide on some stuff you want to buy. Write down the names of the people. Work out the things. They don't have to be expensive things. It's the thought that counts, as the saying goes, right? And set a budget and stick to the budget. Now, if it's going to be $25 for Bill or whatever, then do it and go find that something, you know, check it out online, wherever you need to go and do some research. Find that one little gift and just make it about that one gift, right? And the fact that you thought about them. But you don't have to buy 10 things. You don't have to buy those crackers.
Mm.
Those crackers that are extortionately expensive now.
I know.
And they've got a sweaty little crown that goes on your head. They've got some silly little joke. Some silly joke and a little plastic trinket that ends up in the bin 5 minutes later. It's like, why?
Make your own.
Yeah, we are bedazzled by these sort of things, aren't we? But we do need to come back to, I think, the very core of being together in family and making that the most precious gift, giving the gift of our time and our presence.
But I think that's also challenging. It's that time together, because often these families want to do things differently, and I think you as a couple should have boundaries. You know, what do you want your Christmas to look like? You don't always have to follow everybody else. You can decide this year, next year. What do you want to set for the family? What do you want to do for Christmas? Include external family, you know, the extended family. That's not, you know, of course you want to do that. But some make it like go round to different family members every year, if that's another idea. So everybody gets a turn to do Christmas the way they want to do it.
Mm. And just as a final thing on the budget side, before we talk about team again, I suppose, you know, there's the other idea of obviously allocating within a bigger family group, allocating each person one family member that they buy for.
Yeah, we've done this.
And you buy just one present for that family member. And everyone has a responsibility to buy something for someone,
so
and that's all.
So it's not you buying for everybody.
So you don't have to buy for five different people.
Yeah,
but just
we do
one.
This. As your family grows, you do find ways, I think, well, you have to, because it just gets ridiculous. And this has taken the cost right down for us.
Yeah.
And we get really clever on what we're going to buy. And we actually play a game with it. It's called Steal. I don't know.
Oh,
Denise,
yes.
Oh, look. So these guys,
that can cause pressure.
Yeah.
It is awesome. So we're playing. If you don't know what that is, maybe Google it.
It can cause some upsets, by the way.
I've had one child who didn't want to come this year because last year he ended up with 5 kilos of rice.
So, yeah, Steel is a great game. We have a $20 budget, so yeah. That's it. So everyone knows, you know, we don't, yeah, we keep to that. And there's some interesting gifts that come out. And, yeah, I suggest you don't play it with really little ones because they get a little bit upset. But the older ones have a lot of fun, and we end up with some stupid toys and some gifts that we do want, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So going back to team, Umberto, tell me about being a team.
So I think in terms of team over this period, it's again, it comes down to the fundamental communication, right? Make sure you're talking about it. Make sure you're talking to each other about what the plans are. Don't get yourself blindsided by, you know, something that comes in and your partner comes in and says, oh, no, I've got this organized and you were expecting something else, whatever it may be. Make sure you're talking. Make sure you're talking about the budget. Make sure you're talking about the expectations of what's going to happen on if it's going to be Christmas Day or Boxing Day, whatever it is. But make sure you're talking. Make sure you're communicating with each other. And you know, conflict arises when we have different expectations, right?
Mm.
And I think that's where a lot of people fall down, is that they don't express what they're thinking is going to be the outcome of something, an event, right? So if you talk about it beforehand and lay either the ground rules or lay down what your expectations are, then the other person can kind of give some consideration, think about it, and they can come to the party, essentially, right? But if you hit them with it and then expect an instant response, normally that response is going to be negative, right? Because we just caught off guard.
Yeah, and we're rushed, and we don't have time for this. No. Yeah. And it's new information that we just can't absorb. So you're right, taking the time to spend time with each other, maybe after the kids have gone to bed, just checking in.
Yeah.
What is our plan for Christmas? You know, what are your thoughts? What are my thoughts?
Yeah, and a lot of people are processors, right? So you know, a person who's a processor, you can't hit them with an idea up front and expect an instant response. Yeah. You've got to sow the seed, let them mull over it, consider it, and then maybe a day or two later you can reapproach them and say, hey, what did you think about that?
Yep.
You know, when I said that to you the other day, have you thought about it? What do you think we should do? Where do you think we should go? What do you? Yeah. And the other person's thought about it, and they can say, oh, yeah, actually I've given it some thought, I think this is what it is,
And I think we also need to remember not all of us are social. You know, we've got the social butterflies in our relationship, but also there's the one that having a lot of stuff on is overwhelming. So it's just remembering as well, who are you married to? Who is your partner? You know, so taking into account, you've got that balance at Christmas because it is a lot on. So you need that balance if your partner is not a social person. So, you know, because otherwise they're going to not be happy. And then that's going to cause atmosphere. Then the one who is social gets irritated because, oh, it's Christmas. Why not? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not? Because that's not who I am, you know, and we have to consider each other.
And then what are we going to do? And I guess it's that compromise of backing each other. You know, we have our strengths and we have our weaknesses. And, I totally get that. I'm not the most outward person, but with my husband with me, I'm fine because he can carry conversations and I can just slip in there and slipstream, you know, dovetail behind, you know, and sometimes I can take over the conversation if I feel
really.
Oh, look at that. Some reaction from the back seat.
That just makes me think of, like, you're talking about coming into Christmas, and I'm just taking that little step further to after Christmas and rest, like. In holiday mode, one thing that we found for many years, we clashed over holidays because the way that my family holidayed was curl up and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, they'd say, off you go outside and play. And that was as much engagement as we got. My husband's family are very active relaxers. And so we used to clash because he'd be wanting to do stuff and I'd be just wanting to curl up with a book. And so after many years of fun times, we finally figured out if I just, you know, in the morning, if we go out and do something, then he would feel like we'd done something and could then relax. But I was like, okay, let's get the thing done and then I can just come back and read my book for the rest of the day. So that worked really well for us.
Is
that being considerate about one another?
And yeah, compromise is not a four-letter word. eight-letter word, whatever it is.
Compromise, mathematical now.
Compromise is not a bad word. You know, meeting each other halfway isn't a bad thing, right? In certain things, it works, right? And it's a matter of meeting each other's needs and trying to fill them where we can as best we can, right? We can't always fulfill everyone's needs, even with each other, all the time. Like Jackie was saying, you know, some of us are, and you were saying, like active relaxers. Some of us.
You're an active relaxer.
Yeah, absolutely. I go crazy trying to sit there, kind of like, okay, now what? Just kind of like tap. I think, you know, you meet each other halfway and try and fill as much as you can both tanks.
Mm. Yeah, I totally agree. There is no I in team.
No.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the Lord is just too wrong. Anything goes, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my Savior's love. He's real. You know it's real. You've got the love. 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 Time after time, I think, oh Lord, what's the use? Time after time, I think it's just no good. Cause sooner or later in life, the things you love, you lose. But you've got the love I need to see me through.
That's what we need, some good love to see us through. No, I and team, that's where we kind of left it, and there isn't. So a team means about working together, and sometimes that's about compromise. And in marriage, you certainly learn to compromise, because if you don't work as a team, then we have a lot of problems trying to work things out. So the sooner we figure out that working as a team is where the goodness of our marriage will come from, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of were talking about, Jax was leading a little bit into traditions and the things that we might do at Christmas time. But, you know, what does it mean when there's a new family? So we've had our kids and now we've got grandkids and they've got their family. And maybe they want to start some new traditions and not do the things that we did, Jack. So what's that all like? Because I know you've got, you live close to your family, your grandchildren. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and how's that going?
Well, because our grandchildren are still little, you know, it's all new to everybody. But we were just talking the other day about going over to our daughter's place early morning on Christmas Day. And I said to Umberto, I'm not sure that's a good idea because they need their time, you know, to develop their own traditions. And if we go, then we're kind of invading their space and interfering with what they potentially might actually want to do. It's going to be different if we're there. If it's just the four of them, mum and dad can start doing their own little traditions.
And how, and of course, their little ones are so little, so their memories are all being based off that.
Yeah, totally.
You know? And the parents, I mean, we have our memories of when, you know, our parents did the traditions. Things, and some of those things we might want to bring through, and some of those things we might want to do some new things.
You don't have to keep what your parents did. Yeah. I mean, sure, there's stuff that you might want to bring from both sides in, but then I think it's really healthy to stop and think and talk about together what do you want your Christmases to look like when your kids grow up, and the traditions they may want to follow on with from what you've done.
I think, and that's especially true for younger couples, right? Younger married couples, they maybe are just starting out, and you know, they bring in different traditions because they've dealt with things from their families in different ways. So now they're coming together and they're trying to meld these two different types of traditions and thinking, you know, of how to do things in a different way. One might have celebrated Christmas, in the German way, which is, you get the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve and get rid of it, on Boxing Day kind of thing, versus, the Kiwi tradition of getting the Christmas tree first day of December. First of October.
I don't know if that's Kiwi or if that's you.
maybe me.
Oh, you can tell the ones who love Christmas.
But that's an opportunity to start your own tradition. You don't have to follow your family's traditions. I mean, and some of them are, if you want to incorporate them because you really love them and you discuss them and you think you both think they're great, that's good. Bring them together. But otherwise, you can create your own traditions. Maybe you want to do something different for Christmas. Maybe it's not a Christmas tree. Maybe it's a Christmas tree planted in the garden, and you want to have a real live one in the garden versus one in the house or whatever. Yeah,
maybe. Or maybe it's not a turkey, and maybe it's chicken, and maybe it's not ham, maybe it's bacon. You know, or maybe we just go straight to the pudding. You know, I'm happy with that. I mean, you're right. And there's a sense of excitement when we're starting to build our own traditions with our own family. And it gives us that sense of team and coming together and excitement.
Because it's your idea. Yeah. It's but even not this, something somebody else's.
Yeah. Even this week, right, we just got reminded of something which we didn't really realize. But Steph, our daughter, told us that she just loves the idea of how it used to be when my mom was alive, and lasagna was a traditional Christmas dish. So lasagna was always a Christmas dish, and Steph remembers that. Wow. And she said she loved the idea that every
she
time
can
it was Christmas,
still taste it.
It was lasagna, and she can still taste it. And we didn't realize she really felt that strong about it. So Jackie's now going to start incorporating that, actually, now many years later. But we thought, okay, well, we'll start actually bringing it back. If she loved it so much, why not make her Christmas something different by incorporating something we know she likes?
So good. We're going to head into a song, and we'll be right back with some more real gems about marriage, love, and everything in between.
When you open your eyes, can you see the things I see? It's a beautiful life of bold and untold dreams. Would you believe me if I told you there is a promise it will find you living your life with freedom to be free? It's been
you're listening to Marie, Denise, Jackson, and Umberto on Faith Matters and Marriage Matters at the moment, actually. And it does a lot, especially this time of the year as things start to get a little bit stressful. So we've been having some good chats around that. And, I thought we were looking at new traditions, but now we're going to kind of look into the season of hope, Jack. So let's just chat into that a little bit.
I think often there's so much just before Christmas, but I think in January it's a really good idea to maybe sit together and think, okay, so what do we want to do different this year? So that we feel we're growing together on how we want our marriage. Where do we want it to go? By the time we get to December, do we want to look back and say, wow, we achieved this, this, and this? And it doesn't have to be huge things. It can just be, hey, how about we really focus on communicating well so that we know that we actually love and respect each other? You know, and that happens by choosing. You wake up today and say, right, today, this is what I'm choosing. And if you pre-choose, you've already set the pace. And is it going to work every day? Of course not. We're human.
Goes back to what me and Denise were talking about at the beginning about freedom of choice. And we're born with freedom of choice. Every moment of our day, we get a chance to choose something different. And we have the power to do that.
Yeah.
So we can bypass those moments where we can have a point of difference in our life. Mm. We can just totally ignore it and never ever find a new ground to stand on when new experience happens. Umberto?
Yeah,
you got something to say.
I do. I mean, I know. Yeah, I feel sometimes. Yeah, we just have this kind heart at Christmas because we get caught up in the whole feeling of Christmas, and that's awesome, right? The joyful spirit, the songs are playing, or worse, but yeah. But why do we only have a joyful spirit at Christmas? Why don't we have it for the whole year towards each other, right? Why don't we have an ongoing joyful spirit in between each other? And how do you do that, right? But as you said, right, you decide to do that, right? You get intentional about it. You make daily choices about it, right? And our lives are driven by choices constantly, as you were saying, right? And those choices become our walk in life, right? How do you want your marriage or your family to look like in the coming season?
Good question.
You work on it, right? You decide that we're gonna be doing this like this. We're gonna be doing these things. We're gonna be having these catch ups.
If we want something different, right?
Yeah.
Then we need to do something different.
Yeah. Let that one settle in a little bit, eh? Because sometimes we can hear advice or wisdom, and again, we just pass over the words that are spoken, but actually there's real depth of that. Do we want change? Do we want something different to happen? And often it's a challenge to us individually because it's not about the other person. It's always about ourselves.
Yeah.
I find this an exciting place to be in life because I've learnt that change brings really good things. It's where I feel like I'm actually alive and living instead of just doing what I've always done.
Yeah. You know? I love what Craig Crochelle says. He says, if you want something different, be it.
Mm. Oh, I totally agree. You know? And it's where we're living. It's exciting stuff.
It is.
To have a point of difference in one's life, we need to choose what we want that to be.
Mm. And I love the scripture in 1 Corinthians 7:13. But it's verse 8 that really gets me, and it's because it's that one, you know, love is patient, love is kind. But verse 8 starts with, love never fails. And we often want to love when we feel loved, but what about if we turn that on its head? And love nonetheless. And I mean, we've been through some tough stuff in our marriage, and I'm not saying I'm a goody two shoes, I never did it right. Trust me, I was...
Oh, we can have an argument on here.
But I feel because God loves me and I chose to love Umberto even when it was tough, slowly, that turned around and softened his heart. So it's not waiting for the other one to change. I'm going to change first. And that rubs off on one another.
I've read these guys' book and their journey, and I know what Jax is talking about. And she really did have an unselfish love As I read your book, I question how you could possibly. And Umberto's sitting right here, and he knows the story.
I know the story.
He is the story.
I mean, you know, and so I have a great admiration for Jax's ability to see beyond what was right in front of her and what God intended in their marriage in the future. It really, really is an amazing journey you guys have been on, and one I find we should hold in high regard, because there was infidelity in the marriage, and Jax, you know, and Umberto have totally walked the journey out the other side from that. And I'm a great believer that there's nothing really that can break the bond of marriage. It's really our choice. I think we've been fed this stuff around, if somebody's has infidelity, that's it, where I'm out, it's over.
Yeah, totally.
It's given me the ticket, I'm divorced.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm finished, I'm over.
Yeah, it's given me the way out.
That's not God's way. God always has hope if we bring him in.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what we've got to believe, right? This Christmas is a season of hope, right? And Jesus came to give us that hope, right? And the redemption. So,
but he didn't die at Christmas.
No.
No, he was born.
That's when he was born.
Exactly.
There was a born and there was a birth and a death.
And, you know, perhaps we do carry a lot of baggage and it feels like we can't come out from another way to it. But you've got to believe through this season that there's a hope for you. And there's always been a hope for you. But there's a hope for you. And if you embrace it now, you can change your life. You can change your marriage. You can change the way things are. You can have a better future, you know.
And you can leave. Show your children a legacy.
Yeah, I think that's really wonderful. I thought I might go out with, when I was young, we used to have a thing called autograph books. And we used to take them to school and get people to write little poetry. And Jax is nodding her head. Yeah. I'm showing our age here. And in that, I had a book, and one of my teachers wrote in it, a teacher that I valued very much, and she wrote in it, "Life is like a pathway of snow. Tread carefully, for every step will show." And
that's awesome.
That's very cool.
I know. Yeah. It is pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
And our steps do show. Our traditions are things that we set in our family and that we pass on to our children. Let's make them good steps. Let's make them good traditions. Let's make them happy times, and let's not make it around money and finance, but let's make it around, you know, being in relationship with each other.
Building memories.
Yeah, building great memories, because it's where life is. Mm. It's in the family. It always has been, and it always will be.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we head out of this beautiful show?
A great marriage and family means great communities.
Oh, amen to that. Oh, I do like that very much. And we're going to head into this lovely song that Umberto has brought in. And me and Denise, I was going to call you something else, Denise. We'll be back real soon.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name, 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name.
That was lovely to have that on our show, and I just saw somebody dancing to that outside the window, Denise. How about that?
Yep.
That was so really lovely. Cool. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. We've been talking about Christmas and, oh, lots of things, a season of hope, and I'm just trying to fix my mic. Never mind. It wants to do its own thing today. There you go. Hey, there is Christmas celebrations happening this weekend. One of them will be at 10 a.m. At Raglan Area School, Surfside Church, we'll be having on social media, we've advertised that we're having a Christmas lunch this Sunday, but unfortunately that's had to be moved to next Sunday. But there's no missing out. We've got some awesome kids' items, I think, happening outside, and there's still a great Christmas service. It's all going to be about Christmas on Sunday.
Oh,
so it's going to be great. There'll still be awesome baking, awesome company, great people. So 10 a.m. Raglan Area School. I'm sure other churches will be having services around that time. Denise is we're looking. Okay,
yes.
It's here somewhere, but we might come back with that one. But we've got the...
Well, I know... Yeah, well, we've got... I went along and had a look at the sign outside the Catholic Church this week, and they're having they have services 5 o'clock every Saturday. I think it still alternates between here and Te Mata, though that's not super clear, but there is a number there you can call if you're curious as to whether they'll be in Raglan or in Te Mata. The church at Stewart Street, they meet 10 o'clock each week, but on Christmas morning they're doing a 9:30 service. So there are a few changes. Surfside, 10 o'clock obviously, but then on Christmas morning we've got a 10 o'clock service out to Uku. So that's, again, a little bit different.
Yeah, so keep your eye out on social media. If you don't know how to find us, look under Surfside Church on Facebook. You'll get all the info there, or you might want to friend Faith Matters on
Facebook.
I'm going to rename that. It's Facebook now. It's not Facebook, it's Facebook. Faith Matters on Facebook. So there you go. You heard it here, hot off the press. There's a new new platform coming out. Look, keep your eye out for it. But no, okay. What are you going to give us, Denise?
The other thing, just a reminder for anyone who is keen to watch a Christmas concert, A Drummer Boy Christmas by For King and Country are playing their concerts in cinemas. So they're on at Chartwell Event Cinemas this evening at 6:30, and then both tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3:30. So you can go along and enjoy that if that sounds up your alley.
It's going to be great wherever you go. May the presence of God be with you. May his peace fill you. Maybe it'll be the first time you've felt it. I mean, this is a great time of the year to try and check that one out, you know. What is it like to step into that peace? And what was it like for Jesus to step into his creation? I mean, you got to get your head around some of this stuff. We didn't just pop into existence. There you go. I'm going to head out with that one.
Wow, you're going to finish with that.
Many blessings to you all.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
Feliz Navidad.